Good morning. Now, I'm very uncomfortable about this because it's deeply personal and normally I wouldn't go anywhere near it. But I think it needs to be addressed, partly because of what you'll see on television tonight. Just let me explain what's happening today. At this moment, the Labor Party campaign bus is on its first trip. It's the launch of the bus for Daniel Andrews. It is loaded with media and they were told they were going to a mystery location. They've now discovered what the location is. The bus, full of media, is being taken to the family farm of Daniel Andrews, the opposition leader, where his family and his father's cattle are being auctioned off before he dies. Daniel Andrews' father is terminally ill. Now, many of us have known that for some time, and the father and son, and Daniel and his father, did do an interview on 7 News recently. Now, of course, that's his call. That's up to the family and the father. But I'm uncomfortable with it. This feels opportunistic and tacky. His father is dying. I believe he won't be at the farm. He's so ill. It's a very tough time for the family, obviously. And I know that Daniel Andrews is deeply hurt about what's happening. He feels he needs to be at the farm for this sale, and he's also launching an agriculture policy. That's fair enough. He has to be at the farm for the sale because his dad isn't there. But why the busload of media? Take the day off, or do you launch down the road at a different farm, then go and look after the family farm? Nobody'd mind if he took the day off. Am I being too cynical about this? Look, we all feel for Daniel Andrews and his family. I think Daniel Andrews is a very decent man. So is Dennis Napthine. But to take a busload of media to the farm for the sale of the cattle in these circumstances, it's crossing a line I don't like. It looks to be exploiting a very difficult time for political purposes. I've got no doubt the family's agreed to it. That's their choice. They want their son to become premier. I admire their loyalty, but I don't like it and I feel it's inappropriate. A busload of media landing on the doorstep of a family suffering the grief of a father dying. The media there at the invitation of the Labor Party, shipped up on the Labor bus. Now it's their call, and I have told Daniel Andrews I'm going to raise this issue. It's their call. They're not very happy with me discussing it. I don't like it. It is 8:24. Look, it's so personal. I've had sick children over the years. My mother died a few years ago, and it is very difficult, I can understand, to perform in the public eye when you have that sort of personal difficulty behind the scenes. And I feel for Daniel Andrews going through this at an election during an election campaign. I tell you what, there's no way that I would have highlighted personally anything like that, anything about my sick children or dead mother. It's a private matter. That's for me. I just couldn't do it, and I wouldn't do it. Now we'll move on to some other matters because there's other news for Daniel Andrews today. I'll be talking to Michael Clarke later as well, the Australian captain. Jeez, he's getting a rough time, Michael Clarke. There's this nasty crash down in Port Melbourne. We'll be talking to the police about that. And men are living longer. Men are living longer. Why? Why are they living longer? Now, something else, and I'll get some expert advice on this in a moment. 96900 693 1313 32, and the feedback nmitchell@3aw.com.au. I'll get some expert advice on this, but it seems a deal has been done for Stephen Milne. It's most unlikely he'll go to jail. Now, I don't know a deal has been done, but I can tell you how these things can work. The prosecutors would have a look at the case and they say, look, we'll be struggling to get a rape conviction. They talk to the defence and say, we'll drop rape if you plead guilty to sexual assault. And then we won't argue for jail time. That's what can happen. That's what's likely to happen. The judge isn't part of it. The judge doesn't have to go along with it. Although this judge has indicated that already that in the Milne case, a fine might be appropriate. But that's up to the judge. But in court yesterday, Milne's lawyers were arguing that he should not get a conviction. They weren't even thinking jail time. In my view, he should get a conviction. And I'd like to see some serious punishment, perhaps brief jail time. That's what I'd like to see. But I doubt it'll happen. That is up to the judge. That is up to the judge. But you know what really frustrates me is that After 10 years, he pleads guilty. After 10 years. If he was guilty now, he was guilty 10 years ago, and he's put everybody through this painful 10 years. The victim remains the most important person here. I'm sure if there was a deal done, she was consulted by the prosecution, but don't forget her. And something simple, she said no. It's that simple. No means no. She said no. Even the defence admits that. Regardless of what went before, she said no. Milne is guilty of sexually assaulting her. He is guilty also, I believe, of aggravating her pain for 10 years, and that deserves serious punishment. And as to Nick Riewoldt and Lenny Hayes both turning up in court to support Milne, I think they need to grow up a bit and understand there are things in the world more important than football loyalty. It's 20 to 9. Anything you like? Sarah, hello.
Hello, Neil. Neil, there are so many more important things to be worrying about than Daniel Andrews and his poor old dad. That's awful. But what we want you to focus on is what these politicians need to be looking at, like the problems in health and the problems in the poor old child protection system and things like that. You know, like, for heaven's sake, you know, don't give Dan Andrews a hard time about this.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I tell you what, Sarah, we're going to focus on exactly those issues in a moment.